Hone your online disappearing act. In the Wall Street Journal by Maddie Ellis. When you type your name into a search engine, you typically expect to see links to your social media profiles or personal websites. But you might also find your home address, email, phone number, the names of relatives, and more. For many, all of this publicly available personal information is upsetting simply because we want some level of privacy. For others, there is a concern that people can take advantage of these bits of free-floating information. Victims of domestic abuse who relocate could continue to be harassed. A man charged with attempting to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh allegedly found his address on the internet. Occasionally, someone will gather information on a person and share it with the intent to intimidate or even incite violence. This method of online harassment is known as doxing. Molly White, a 29-year-old software engineer, spent some of her free time editing Wikipedia articles about far-right extremist movements. The hobby, which she said, is to provide trustworthy sources and combat misinformation on the site, has made the Massachusetts resident a doxing target. In February 2021, someone posted her address and photos of her apartment online, shared the addresses and vehicle information of her family members, and threatened her over email and text, she said. The worst of it for me is when they involve family members, Ms. White said. While she acknowledges the risks she takes in her editing work, my parents are not making that choice. Perhaps you don't consider yourself a likely target of internet troll ire. You're uninteresting until you're not, said Cindy Cohn, executive director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit organization that advocates for safety in the digital world. If you are suddenly in the spotlight, you should assess your immediate safety and make sure people can't get to you through information they find online, Ms. Cohn said. Removing personal details for any reason requires patience and persistence, and it's typically not a one-time move. You also need to take steps to control what data gets shared in the first place, and recognize there always will be some information you can't find or remove. Here's how to proceed. Hide search results. One of the first steps to limit easy access to personal information is to hide Google search results. In April, Google updated its search policies to let people request the removal of home addresses and contact information. It previously granted takedown requests for sensitive content, such as ID photos and credit card numbers. You can fill out a multi-step request form to remove the result from search. You indicate what kind of information you want to remove, whether the data is being shared with doxing intent, the URL, aka web address, where it's located, and the search terms that surfaced the URL. Google will then evaluate the removal request by determining if the information is relevant to public interest. Information tied to news coverage or government sources might not be approved for removal, but data found on people search sites, such as white pages, typically would satisfy Google's rules, said Danny Sullivan, Google's public liaison for search. In the coming months, Google plans to shorten the number of steps required to remove information by allowing people to start the process from the search result page, Mr. Sullivan said. If Google accepts your request, it will either block the URL from all searches or will block it from surfacing under queries containing your name. The feature hides the result from Google search, but doesn't remove it from the internet entirely. People can still see the information if they know the exact URL or find it elsewhere. To request that information be taken off the internet, you must go to the site hosting it. Look for a contact page and reach out directly if you feel comfortable doing so. If there's no clear contact on the site, you can try to find the owner's information through who.is, a site that saves domain name registration data. Digital libraries such as the Internet Archive's Wayback Machine might save a record of your personal information if they back up People Finder sites. If you find your contact details, contact the archive to request removal. Opt-out forms. After working on search engine's results, you can next move to specific sites that make money by sharing your address, phone number, political affiliation, and more. They're often referred to as people search engines, and removing yourself from them involves manually submitting an opt-out request for each one. Michael Bazell, a former cybercrime investigator and creator of the resource site Intel Technologies, recommends starting with larger sites including White Pages, Been Verified, Spokio, MyLife, Radaris, and Intellius. The opt-out process varies for each site, but it generally involves 1. Searching your name on the site to find any listing, 2. Copying the URL to the listing, and 3. Requesting that the company remove it through an online form, email request, or phone call, depending on the site's policy. Some sites don't make the opt-out information easy to find, and when you do, you typically have to provide an email address or phone number to complete the process. Mr. Bazell offers a list of links to hundreds of opt-out forms for data brokers on his website. These sites aggregate information from public records, think housing deeds, utility bills, property taxes, etc. So the listing might appear again when there is new information. One of Mr. Bazell's clients successfully wiped all her contact information from the internet and moved into a home without any public link to her name. But after she ordered a package online, her new address was sold to a data marketing company and appeared online. Stephen Hank, a product manager at White Pages, said opting out of the site should prevent your information from popping up on White Pages again. But if the site receives new data, your listing might reappear. People facing physical threats should check for new listings monthly, Mr. Bazell said. Ms. White set up a Google alert to notify her when a new search result surfaces for her name. Try setting up alerts for your name, plus your city of residence or your phone's area code. For people with common names or the same name as a celebrity, alerts could get messy, but it also means your personal information is likely harder to find. Third-party services. Delete Me is a service from Abine Incorporated that, for a fee, will erase listings and monitor new ones on behalf of clients. It also offers a free do-it-yourself guide. Instead of you having to go through the opt-out using your personal email address and phone number, Delete Me makes the removal request, said Abine founder Rob Chavel. The service's basic plan, which starts at $129 a year for a person, checks for new listings on a quarterly basis. NortonLifeLock Incorporated, privacy monitor assistant, performs a similar service for a similar price. Both are accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Expecting to have every digital trace removed isn't realistic, however. There's no such thing as perfect, Mr. Chevelle said.